Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 28, we were taught that when we stand fast through our trial, we prove our love for the Lord. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Patience. Okay, you have the tribulation, and you trust God and wait through it all, that's patience. Just keep doing what you're supposed to do, even though the problem's there. But after you've gone through it, then you can look back and you've got an experience that may prepare you to help others when they go through the same things. And experience hope, because now you can also show the peace and the counsel does come from God in those times of trial. And so hope, when you've taken His counsel, that make it not a shame, because His love is shed abroad in your heart. And so we see that coming out. It is God's power of His Holy Spirit through the Word. It's by that that we endure our trials. Not the counsel of men, the counsel of God. In James 1:12, blessed is man that endureth temptation. When he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Now, enduring temptation. Now, a lot of times we think of the word temptation as being tempted to do sin. That's not the idea here. This is going through the trial. Your trial might be some type of a physical malady, some kind of an affliction. It can be the attacks of men. And, oh, you're going through great trials. It can be in your home. It can be an attack of depression. So many things, but you just keep on doing what you're supposed to do. You keep in the Word. You stay faithful to God's house. You stay faithful to the Word. And you just keep on. And you endure. And God says there's a crown of life to you for that, because it proves, just like Abraham getting ready to come down on Isaac with that knife, it proves you love him because you endure. You see, love, if it's true, if it's a true love for God, it will endure. It endures in righteousness. And it shows that what love we have is a true love. Trials are opportunities to prove our faith and love in Jesus Christ. However, that must be a living and a growing faith until the day we die. Trials come not only to prove our faith, but secondly, trials come to reveal the true man. Understand, Saul was tested all along the way. Let's just look at his testings on a little trip back here through 1 Samuel. In 1 Samuel chapter 13, verse 11 through 14, we see this test. And Samuel said, "What hast thou done?" And Saul said, "Because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. Therefore, said I, the Philistines will come down upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself, therefore, and offered a burnt offering." And Samuel said to Saul, "Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee." Let me just stop there before I read the rest of that. Samuel loved Saul. He prayed for him. God had to say, Samuel, stop. I'm not going to turn it back. And Samuel prayed for him and wept for him to the day he died. But he didn't water it down. I mean, he's saying this to the king. You've done foolishly. You've not kept commandment of the Lord. And like John the Baptist to Herod, saying, it's not lawful for thee to have thy brother Philip's wife. So these guys didn't water it down because they're speaking the truth in love. When you water it down, that's not love. That's cowardice. And love and cowardice are as different as night and day. Coward will not speak the truth as it is to men as they are. A coward is a weapon that Satan uses to defeat people who name the name of the Lord. And so he goes on to say, for now the Lord would have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. Now, I want you to see my emphasis there on verse 14. He says, thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart. Let us understand, David has not been anointed with oil yet. He hasn't gone to Jesse's house to find David and anoint him. No. So Samuel says, the Lord has sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. What Samuel is telling Saul right now from the Lord, this is the words of the Holy Spirit through Samuel, he would remain king, but his family line somewhere down the road would lose the kingdom, and that kingdom would not continue through his line. That's the idea in 1 Samuel 13. If you remember the story there, Samuel is coming. He hasn't arrived when Saul thought he should get there, and so he offers a sacrifice, which is not what the kings are supposed to do, only the priests. And so he says, well, I forced myself because you weren't here. See, Saul never accepts responsibility. You know, when a person is a political leader in any country, and they say, well, the Democrats this, the Republicans that, this person that, and this situation here and that situation there, and they want to blame the past, they want to blame people, they're not leaders. They're terrible excuses for leaders. And that should not be. And I'm saying that from a biblical standpoint, not attacking any specific person. That's just biblical. King Saul, yes, he has the position, but he's not a good king. And so, because he did what he was supposed to do, he didn't wait. He gets his first warning, so to speak, his first spanking. Now his family will not continue the kingdom. It won't be a kingly line through him. And we'll go on to 1 Samuel chapter 15. I'm going to read verse 9, then verses 13 through 17, and then verses 20 through 23. In 1 Samuel 15, but Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatling, and the lamb, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them. But everything that was vile and refuse, that they destroyed utterly. Okay, now they get rid of the bad stuff, but you know, good stuff, they want to hold on to that. Verse 13 says, and Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, blessed be thou of the Lord. I have performed the commandment of the Lord. Well, that is Saul's opinion. We need to understand that. We want to say, I'm a good Christian. Boy, look what I've done for the Lord. You're not the judge. God is. And I think a lot of us want to stand at the judgment seat and find out we weren't so great after all. Verse 14 says, and Samuel said, what meaneth then this bleating of the sheep in mine ears, and the lowing of the oxen which I hear? Again, Samuel's telling it as it is to men as they are. He didn't water it down, didn't avoid it. And Saul said, they have brought them from the Amalekites. For the people spared the best of the sheep and of the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God, and the rest we have utterly destroyed. Again, he's blaming the people now, and he won't accept the responsibility. And then Samuel said unto Saul, stay, and I'll tell thee what the Lord has said to me this night. And he said to him, say on. Now, understand, Samuel doesn't speak what he's going to add now unless Saul says, okay, it's all right. And Samuel said, when thou wast little in thine own sight, was thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel? And the Lord anointed thee king over Israel. See, when he had a humble spirit, God said, that's a man I can use. He's teachable. But somewhere along the line, old Saul got puffed up for himself, and he's no longer teachable. Now look at verses 20 through 23 of 1 Samuel 15. And Saul said unto Samuel, yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag, the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. But the people took of the spoil sheep and oxen, the chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. What does that tell us? That tells us that Saul was running the kingdom like many pastors try to run their churches. Pragmatic, give the people what they want and make it religious so we'll feel good about it. Well, you think today the modern contemporary and emerging church is a new thing? Oh, no. Satan had that thing going back there in Samuel's day, and it's still going today. It's not new. It just gets packaged differently. But it's still the same deception, still the same thing, and multitudes are still deceived. But notice, he said, the Lord thy God. Why wouldn't Saul acknowledge God as his own? Because now he's wanting to blame God as well as Samuel and the people. And Samuel said, hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king. Now notice here, in chapter 13, he was removing the kingly line. But now in chapter 15, he's just going to go ahead and remove Saul. Won't be that day, it'll be the next day. But it's going to be within a 24-hour period. Saul's not going to die of old age. And all of his children are going to be killed, so it's not even going to be passed to Jonathan or any of his children. You see, when you have an attitude of what works instead of what is biblical, it's always going to end in failure in the long run, although there might at the first seem like that there is prosperity. It might seem like things went well, and then all of a sudden you find out that things do not go well. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.